50 years ago, the San Francisco Bay was ringed with landfills. Emeryville, South San Francisco, and Berkeley all had dumps by the shoreline. It's part of the region's toxic legacy. Most are now closed or have been moved further inland, away from the sensitive habitat of the wetlands. But in Marin, an old landfill not only remains, it might expand. It's at the center of a debate that's lasted nearly a decade and pitted local environmentalists against the largest waste disposal company in the country. Karina Yaffe reports.
If you drive north from San Francisco and through most of Marin County, you get to the town of Novato, turn east from Highway 101, and you run into the San Pablo wetlands, now being restored after more than a century of infill. Here, egrets, storks, and other birds fly overhead, making the area a popular destination for nature lovers. Nearby, the Petaluma River winds through the hills before connecting to the San Pablo Bay. But just steps away from this paradise lie mountains of trash, trucked in from Marin and southern Sonoma County every single day.
We get 500 to 600 tons per day of garbage. That's equivalent to about 22 big rig loads or tractor trailer loads of garbage.
Alicia McCutcheon oversees the landfill's composting operation. She says the site is so busy that it's quickly running out of space in about 10 years. That's why the owner of the site, Houston-based Waste Management, wants to take in 6 million more cubic yards of material. Put another way, at full capacity, the piles of garbage will be as tall as a 16-story building, making it the tallest structure in all of Marin. The company contends it won't make a bigger footprint because the trash will be piled at a steeper angle. Marin County approved the expansion in 2008. It also includes building a methane power plant to turn garbage into energy and a recycling facility for construction materials.
Well, the county has set forth a zero waste goal by 2025, and we need to support that goal.
Daniel North is the district manager of Redwood Landfill. He says his company's trying to do the right thing by the environment.
If Redwood Landfill were allowed to reach capacity, Marin County's waste would have to be long-hauled out of the county to a different landfill, which would result in increased cost of the ratepayers and increased carbon footprint due to the longer haul.
But a group of residents opposes the plan and has filed a lawsuit to stop the work. They say the landfill is located below sea level and is prone to flooding, meaning waste from the site can leach and contaminate the water. Brent Newell is an attorney for the No Wetlands Landfill Expansion Alliance, the group that filed the lawsuit in 2009.
When it comes down to it, the Redwood Landfill is a 1950s era unlined landfill that's located in the largest tidal marsh on the West Coast, literally located in the marsh.
Newell's group is concerned about how rising sea levels will impact the site. San Pablo Bay is projected to rise 16 inches by mid-century. That may not sound like a lot, but it means that areas close to the water will be much more likely to flood. Last December, a judge agreed with many of the alliance's arguments, and she rejected an environmental impact report on the expansion. That prompted Waste Management to file an appeal, arguing that the concerns are without merit. Osha Meserve is an attorney representing Waste Management.
The fears that have been expressed by petitioners are not founded on any fact, and it's really more based on NIMBYism in that they would rather see their waste go outside of the county than deal with their waste locally.
Meserve says the landfill constantly monitors the site to make sure all standards are being met. It also has 3 levees, which can be raised as needed. And, she says, there's no alternate site for the landfill in Marin. That means the trash would have to be trucked to the East Bay, increasing greenhouse gas emissions and rates for consumers. To opponents like Brett Newell, the added emissions are worth it if it means keeping trash out of the bay.
There is no question that global warming is occurring and that sea level will rise in the future. The question for Marin County is, is it appropriate policy to put more garbage in a place where we're going to have rising sea levels and increased flooding?
If the expansion is granted, it means another 25 years of operations for one of the last landfills on the San Francisco Bay. If not, Marin's trash will be transported out of county. Because despite our best efforts, some trash will always exist. And it all has to go somewhere. In Novato, I'm Karina Yaffe for Cross Currents.